Hello, Zimbabwe. This is Chiona Sojani on Time to Engage. Today we have a very special guest, Chief Economist Kipson Gundani for Buy Zimbabwe. Hi, Kipson.
Hi, Chiona.
As the Chief Economist, what are your views right now concerning the introduction of the bond notes?
We're a country that is experiencing a lot of cash shortages as a result of the high import burden and also as a result of what we can term illicit financial access.
We have all these young people who are enterprising and starting their businesses. What then is the impact of these bond notes in terms of businesses?
The immediate impact of the bond notes is that it will help ease the liquidity issues that are affecting Zimbabwe right now. Because as you see, over the past month or week, they have been seeing queues at the bank, queuing for cash, so there were cash shortages and so. So what the bond notes does, because they can only circulate within Zimbabwe, they will limit from the economy. But what I see happening is that this war issue was poorly communicated, and it has caused what I can call a bank run, or it has aroused a mistrust among the young people and the transacting public.
What can you tell us in terms of the equivalence of the bond to the US dollar?
These bond notes are backed by $200 million facility provided by the Africa Economic Bank. So because of that backing, you find that they'll be able to maintain a 1-to-1 value. One thing which you need to appreciate is that bond notes are not a currency per se, but they're a representation of value. They're a token of value.
How do we liquidate the bonds when right now there is no money circulating in the economy?
The Zimbabwean economy, as it is right now, requires $220 million in actual cash for it to sustain itself. We are a very small country with a deposit base of about 4 to 5 billion, and with the $220 million, according to official statistics available now, we should be able to sustain and liquidify the economy.
How can the youth transition into this era that they are going into of bond notes?
Unfortunately, the Zimbabwean youth are the hardest hit by the economic balance, and they are disempowered. They are in the sense that they have limited access, meaningful resources to emancipate themselves. Economies thrive on confidence, and this is a call, particularly to the authorities that govern the Zimbabwean economy.
Thank you, Hugh. And that was Kipson Gundani, Chief Economist of Buy Zimbabwe, and I am Chiona Sojani, your host for Time to Engage.